expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
That's right. We're right out of a Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds deal.
Who was Debbie Reynolds in this case?
Wow. I'm surprised you knew who Gene Kelly was.
Really? Singing in the rain?
I'm saying him. He didn't know who Debbie Reynolds was. I'm talking about Dave.
He doesn't know who Debbie Reynolds is?
No, he didn't.
Who's the other guy that was in that dance number? McConnell. I can't think of his name. Anyway. Somebody will come up with it. Today is Sunday, October 23rd, 2022, and my name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host once again for Sovereign Mind Radio, straight from the University of Hart Knox with a degree in results. I heard a snicker. Shut up. Brought to you by MountaintopMedia.com and Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating, and they are licensed and bonded, and you can call them at 530-605-9575, and I want to give a shout-out to Big O Tires. I've been working with those guys for a long time, and they're great. Okay, so I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, and I'm not going to go any farther than that because I don't care anymore.
Hey, that works both ways. Good morning, everybody. And it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I love this weather.
It's a lovely day in the neighborhood.
I didn't need you guys to start singing again.
Won't
I'm
you
just
be mine?
Saying.
Could you be mine?
No, I'm not getting warm and fuzzy feeling here.
Sister.
We've got to love the weather change. I'm just saying.
Yep. Yeah, I know. It is great. And I love the fall.
Yeah.
It's nice to go outside. I was actually went outside this morning. It's a little chilly. There was a little frost on
the
pumpkin.
Yeah, it was like 47 degrees at my house this morning. Yeah. Like, yeah, a little coolie.
A little nippily. Nippy, I'm sorry. Also, the kid that rocks around the clock, and he's here.
Good morning.
And he's starting to rock.
He's just enjoying
Summer Dave!
Countdown to the apocalypse.
Boy, you know, that would almost be funny if it
wasn't
quite
true?
So true. Yeah, it's like, okay, this week, tax deadline. Next week, zombie apocalypse. wow. You can't even make this stuff up. It's so crazy out there right now. The news cycle's spinning like a top out of control.
Oh, there's so much. You can't even keep up with half of it.
Well, you know, and the real deal is, if you're not preparing out there, because let me give you a secret. There's going to be no safe places. There's going to be no safe spaces.
Literally.
And all the guys that are talking about, oh, look, safe spaces.
There's no problem out there.
There is none.
There's no problem.
There's no place to hide. Unless you're, you know, an environmentalist at the Volkswagen plant. Now, this comes in from the Daily Wire. And, you know, I couldn't have thought this up in a movie script because it's really hard to find people that are this dumb. Well, not really.
Not. Have you looked around lately?
All you gotta do is go to the chat room.
Well, that's one place, yeah. We're surrounded. We've never been alone.
So here's a well-thought-out plan. Environmental protesters glue themselves to the floor at the Volkswagen plant. They complain they can't poop. Conservatives lock the door and roar. Now, I'm just saying, you know, together with 15 other members of the Scientist Rebellion One, they occupied, the Porsche Pavilion at Autostad 9. Nine of them glued themselves to the floor on a German, hunger strike on their demands to decarbonize the German transport sector. Okay? And VW told us that they supported the rights, or told them that they supported the protest, but they refused to, provide them with the bull to urinate or defecate in a decent manner while they were glued. And have turned off the heat. People in support can't get out of the building and complain.
Okay, so let me just turn around and say, by turning off the heat, they were using less energy and less carbon, so they were
wanted to go green. As opposed to brown 25, you know, the new substance you can't make. How stupid. These guys are supposed to be, we're the rebellion. Yeah, so we'll go glue ourselves to the floor, and, you know, we just overlooked the minor detail that what happens if I have to go to the bathroom.
I would leave them there and sell tickets.
Wow. I mean, wow. You can't even make this crap up, you know. So it's like, I'll read some of the tweets on this. The tweets are better than the actual action somewhere. This is Ben Shapiro. Perhaps you should have thought of bringing your piss pot before you glued yourself to the floor, you blithering idiot.
Yeah.
Who else we got here? Tim Pool. Shit on the floor. No one said life was easy. I said sit on the floor, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah, I did. Sit on the floor. And last loser to piss themselves gets the car. So, and it goes on. So they scalded these guys for quite a while. here's one of my favorites. They have taken the bridge in the second hall. We have barred the gates, but cannot hold them for long. The ground shakes. Drums, drums, drums in the deep. We cannot get out. The shadow moves in the dark. We cannot get out. They are coming.
So this comes again after we ended up seeing there was a famous painting that was vandalized, and these
people I heard about that too,
glued themselves to the wall. Well, the police came in and took them off the wall, but like literally everybody who was there was watching as they tried to deface and destroy this work of art that it's everybody's. I mean, it's timeless. And so they go in there. I think it was tomato sauce that they threw on it. But basically the consensus of everybody was just leave them there. Like, if they're going to be dumb enough
who we're dealing with. The guys that are supporting all this stuff are pretty stupid, you know. I mean, let's see. Killing children. Oh, well, that's okay. Ruining the economy by going green that, you know, we have not got the technology to support. It just goes on and on. Let's open up the borders and let all the drug trafficking in so that they can bring fentanyl over the border to kill our kids. Yeah, what could go wrong? You know, these people are so stupid, and their ideologically driven political stances are so not well thought out. You can compare them to the guys that glued themselves to the floor in the Porsche Volkswagen factory. Mm-hmm. And here's the last comment that I'm going to do on Twitter. Nothing says serious effort like pooping in a bowl. That's what we got.
Unbelievable.
That's what we got. So let's move right along. I think we need to go to Kerry Lake here. And this goes to the same stupid people out there that are, you know, have zero common sense, but have controlled the narrative for quite a while. And now that they're losing control of the narrative, it's like, what? You know? I mean, you're an election denier, you snowflake. Really? Oh, that hurt. I'm deeply wounded. I don't think I can sleep tonight. Whatever. You know? The thing is that that they're losing the battle. Losers! And they're not winning. Okay? So what they've got to do is all they have left is like a kid in the playground right before he gets his ass kicked. All they have left is to call you dirty names.
Well, that's all they've done from
the
beginning.
That's all they got.
It's called us names. They always come up with new ones.
Oh, yeah. They're really creative about being, gutter snipe. So here is Carrie Lake schooling the media. Now, this is not quite on the Matt Walsh par of what's a woman, apologizing for his expose. But it's pretty good. Okay, and I like Carrie Lake. I think she's right on the par with Ron DeSantis and Trump. I mean, the real deal is you got to start calling these jerks out for what they really are. They're jerks. They're complete idiots.
They're morons.
They're morons with an agenda that's a one-sided lie. Okay?
I wouldn't even say that. I'd say in 99% of these cases, they're pawns. They're political pawns for the Great Reset and for these massive institutions which are profiting off the backs of Americans at the same time as they're stealing from us.
Jerks, pawns, interchangeable. Okay? If you're a pawn, you're a jerk. You're interchangeable. A pawn might even think he's doing the right thing, sacrificing himself for the good of the board.
But you'll own nothing in your leg.
Yeah, you out in front.
Exactly.
It's what behind you does not count. It's only what's up front that you should worry about.
Go glue yourself to floor.
Yeah. I mean, you can't be any dumber than that. Although I'm sure there's somebody. The Darwin Awards are coming, so we'll see if there's anybody else. You know, one of my favorite Darwin Awards before I get to this clip was these guys were so dumb that their truck broke down. Okay, and they blew a fuse, so they decided to put a .22 shell in the fuse holder.
Oh sure, no problem.
And it worked for a little while. Until it got hot.
Until you get a little bit of a spark and heat.
And then it shot him in the crotch.
He's probably the one that came up with the glue at the VW plant. I'm just saying. Probably the same guy.
He's like Dexter in the rocket scientist, you know? So, anyway, are we ready to go in there with our clip? I don't know what's going on in the chat room. I'll take a quick gander here. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, they're so smart. Okay, here we go. Let's get back to the clip. And let me see where I got it here. Here we go. Carrie Lake, this is on the campaign trail, and she's being asked, what does she think about election deniers? Here we go.
If you're going to start throwing around terms like election denier, let's remember who the other election deniers were, Hillary Clinton and all the Democrats. Next question.
The question is, you over the weekend, everybody, you took the Google all over the world. Your name was ringing everywhere. And one of them, yes, ma'am, because I have the scale. And one of them has, and most of them were asking, is she an election denier, Carrie Lake? And that was like going around on all different cable news. What do you elaborate on this?
I'm actually shocked you asked that question, George.
Well,
actually, Anthony, where's Anthony?
Once in a while.
Here, Anthony. You know, I did a little, actually, Anthony, how old are you?
20.
Are you a journalist?
No.
Well, you did better research than half these people. Let's talk about election deniers. Here's 150 examples of Democrats denying election results. Oh, wow, look at this. This is from Joe Biden's press secretary. Reminder, Brian Kemp stole the gubernatorial election from Georgians and Stacey Abrams. Democrats saying that. Is that an election denier? Oh, look at this. Just heard Republican Ryan Costello said it would be difficult for Stacey Abrams to win because she lost her state bid, but yet she's still claiming she never lost. This is outright. Hillary Clinton, Trump is an illegitimate president. Is she an election denier? This one says, was the 2016 election legitimate? It now definitely is a question worth asking. That's the Los Angeles Times. So it's okay for Democrats to question elections, but it's not okay for Republicans. It's a crock of BS Every one of you knows it. We have our freedom of speech, and we're not going to relinquish it to a bunch of fake news propagandists. If you want a copy of these, I'm sure that Anthony would help you get a copy and help you learn how to be journalists, but look it up. It's been happening for a long time. Since 2000, people have questioned the legitimacy of our elections. And all we're asking is that in the future, we don't have that have to happen anymore. When I'm governor, we're going to make sure we have honest elections. We want the Democrats, the Independents, and the Republicans to all know that their vote counted. We want fair, honest, and transparent elections, and we're going to deliver that for the people. But just remember, guys, this is one page after Hillary Clinton says George W. Bush was selected president, not elected. So let's start, if you're going to start throwing around terms like election denier, let's remember who the other election deniers were, Hillary Clinton and all the Democrats. Next question.
Take that, you idiots. I mean, that's the real deal. It's a one-way street of people who are morons with an agenda who have been getting away with cutting the tape so you can't hear everything. I heard this week, they cut the whole tape out, talking about election denier with Carrie Lake, they edit the whole thing so that they don't get the gist of it, of the clip. All they do is get a one-sided viewpoint. And that's what they've been doing for a long time, and they're not getting away with it anymore because there's too many people out there that are citizen reporters now, that are citizen journalists, that actually want the truth, and are tired of the mainstream lies.
Well, it's so easy for people to start seeing. I mean, we've seen it for a long time, their lies. But, no matter what they're talking about, whether it's COVID or whatever, they say one thing one day and do something the next day. This has been going on for years. And they're blatant in your face about the lies now. They think, that they're above the law or nobody's going to do anything. They keep getting away with it.
Yeah, they don't really care.
No, they don't give a crap.
This is all about power. And they use these useful idiots, just like our local useful idiots. They use them as their minions to run around calling everybody names and, trying to discredit anybody that says anything that they don't want to hear, and everybody's a denier or a snowflake or whatever. They got a ton of minions. Excuse me, I just had some coffee. They got a ton of names that they are throwing around to try to discredit anybody. They've been doing that forever.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even think of them all.
But you're starting to see their own people go, this isn't what I signed up for. More and more of that's coming out, not on the mainstream media, but if you're getting your news other places, a lot of Democrats, but some of them are going, this isn't what I signed up for. This isn't what it's about. This isn't what we're about. So they are leaving the party.
Well, hey, they're winning.
Oh, is that what you call winning when you lose your team?
Oh, the base is really riled up this time. I tweet to Rob Reiner every once in a while, the meathead, just because it's like, they're gonna get it. We're gonna get you this time, Trump. This is like 60 times later.
Right.
I really mean it this time. And you're like,
except we don't have anything to get you on.
Except there's
we're
no,
gonna make
there's
something
no evidence.
Up, yeah.
And we'll just make things up because we're a criminal organization with the FBI and Joe Trump, Joe Biden, Trump. Joe Biden is a train wreck. Anybody with even a half an ounce of thinking power and honesty can see that this guy is a complete train wreck. I mean, he can't talk. He can't function. He's wrong about everything. He's been wrong since the day he started his presidency. What's the first thing I'll do? We'll stop all the pipelines and gas production. That hasn't backfired or nothing, has it? Let's stop the border wall. That hasn't backfired or nothing, has it?
Well, the interesting thing about it to me is that they act like it was just incompetence. They act like,
it's purposeful.
We couldn't end up figuring this out. Oh, yeah. Well, that's the point on it is when somebody tells you that you're going to own nothing and that you're going to like it and that we're going to eliminate gas vehicles and we're going to eliminate all of this, and then it happens, and then you want to blame it on an invasion in Ukraine and say that's the reason, or you want to say, oh, well, we just don't have the production capabilities here or the refinery capabilities here.
Right.
When
you just make up lies. You make up lies.
Well,
to make it sound good. You know, they got to blame somebody. That's why they lie about it.
We probably
know?
Should back up a little bit, and we probably have some announcements to make. And there, I know we got in the chat room, the Free Fauci movie we need to promote, and we got the thing going on in the park this afternoon. And
we got the parade coming up, and then I also want to hit on some local news about our elections office, Kathy Darling.
Yeah,
Allen,
we have that too.
So let's start
with what's going on in the park today.
Get out the vote.
It's a
nonpartisan event. It's at Riverfront Park from 3 to 6 p.m. So that's down by the gazebo area. And it's going to be peaceful. And there's going to be a lot of different candidates. There's going to be a whole bunch of people down there with information about the upcoming election. So
good. All right.
And that's again from 3 to 6 at the Riverfront Park.
All right. Very
yeah.
good.
And then, of course, we've got
And that's down in Anderson, right?
No. It's right here at the gazebo.
Oh, okay. I thought that's called Riverfront Park. I thought that was the Lake Reading Park. We need to clarify this just to make sure we're on the right spot.
I'm pretty sure that's where it is.
So maybe somebody can set us straight in the chat room or send us a clip or something.
I know nothing about parks. I can't help you.
I took it. It was down here, but we'll definitely give me just a bit.
Yeah, let's make sure where they're supposed to go. I'm looking right now too. Okay, with that.
And with that, we got the Veterans Day Parade coming up on November 5th, at Shasta Lake City. Remember, that starts at 10 a.m. If you want to go for pancake breakfast and all of that, it starts like at 7 a.m. at the firehouse for pancake breakfast. And, yeah, it's one of the biggest parades there is north of Sacramento. And, again, that parade starts at 10 a.m. And then we have Veterans Day ceremonies out at IGO, 11-11-11. So it's on the 11th day of November at 11 a.m.
Okay, so Rich says Riverfront Park is next to Sundial Bridge behind the Civic Auditorium.
It's not over by the gazebo. I was thinking it was by the gazebo. My bad.
Yeah,
Thank you, Rich.
Go ahead and eliminate the chat room more.
Yeah, but it is at by the Sundial Bridge. It is here in Reading, not in Anderson.
All right, and what else have we got to cover? There's so much in the news cycle that you can't keep up with it.
Well, one thing I want to address is the $82,000 that Kathy Darling Allen is costing the taxpayers here in Shasta County.
All right, we got plenty of time for everything. If you want to do that now, go ahead.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys are aware, but here about 2 years ago, a city council member passed away in Shasta Lake City. And they appointed somebody to that position. Well, it should have been an election for that. That was the first mistake. The second mistake was it didn't get put on the ballot for the election on November 8th. Because Kathy Darling and her office didn't do what they're supposed to, they have to hold a special election. That's going to cost us about $82,000.
I thought experience mattered.
Well, yeah. I mean...
Oh, interesting.
And what really gets you about this whole thing is, you know, she's all over us about making sure we do everything right. And recalls cost so much money. Well, she just cost us $82,000, folks, if not more.
And mind you, in this particular instance, this was something to where she didn't want to do it when you had the appropriate amount of signatures. You actually had the will of the people on the side. This is an instance to where it was not done properly in the first place.
Correct.
And the second time now, this is just error.
It was total error. She admitted to it that it was a mistake and that Shasta Lake City should pay half of it. What? You made the mistake. You're the one that's supposed to make sure the election all goes smooth and legally done and everything, and you did not do your job. And you want somebody else to pay for your mistake, not only Shasta Lake City, but the citizens are going to have to pay the $82,000. It's our money.
I think this is Trump's fault.
Oh, maybe she'll glue
herself.
She
was too busy watching the raid at Mar-a-Lago that day.
It just amazes me. She's been in the trenches for almost 20 years, and she wasn't aware of this, and it slipped through the cracks, so to speak.
Well, you know, it's like I posted a thing on bullying a couple weeks ago or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, basically that's what we've got is we've got a bully over there at the Register of Voters office. And anybody that disagrees with her gets bullied or smeared or, you know, they run rumors. But, gee, where's the media on that one?
Oh, they did a little blurb on the local radio station, TV station. But, yeah, they're not, like, doing these big articles and talking about it. You know, all we heard during the recall and everything was how much money it was going to cost the taxpayers for their right.
Wow.
How much is it going to cost us for your screw-up, Kathy? You know, it's starting out at $82,000 right now.
Mm-hmm. Well.
You know, that's great. And at one point it's like, well, it's only like 6,000 people.
Maybe she should get on the program at some point that Elon Musk is going to put on in Twitter. You know, everybody needs to find a job.
Yeah, she needs to find a job. I'm just saying, you know, and people need to be aware of this because this may not be the only incident. But she made the mistake. Mm-hmm. And she's the one that still is involved in our election thing that won't let us question or examine anything to do with our elections at all.
Interesting. Can we turn the heat down?
I'm sorry. Now? It really upsets me with it because it's ridiculous.
Actually, I'm okay with your anger. It's the air conditioner is not working.
But again,
I guess we need to go to a break.
Okay, we'll go to a break.
You want to go to a break?
All right, we'll go to a break.
Let's go to a break. We'll come back.
1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Ha ha.
The Society of Animal Artists 62nd Annual Art and the Animal Exhibition is now at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring art in various media from artists around the world. Art and the Animal at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Shasta Regional Medical Center presents Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum, now through January 29th. This highly interactive museum exhibition explores the science of the human body, great for all ages. Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Blaming all our roots, we never wore boots, never once played in the street. We feel very bitter, get our news off of Twitter, and just can't handle defeat. You saw the surprise, the fear in our eyes, Donald became president. Scream, this can't be true. America's through, and to the same spaces we went. I've got friends in safe spaces. If you don't go with us, then you must be racist. That's our catchphrase. Where's my latte? Come on.
We're back.
Okay. So I guess we had a caller, somebody call in, and then we have a caller on the line.
Yeah.
So however we want to do this.
I don't know.
The caller that called in's question was, what is the two top incomes in Shasta Lake City, I think? I don't know.
What's that got to do with anything?
Yeah,
go look them up for yourself.
They're registered voters. We're talking about the voters. So there you go.
Excuse me.
And then we do have Troy. I don't know if we want to go to Troy.
Let's go to Troy.
Good morning, Troy.
Hello.
What you got?
I have to say thanks for what you guys are doing. It's patriotic, and you're so full of information, and guys like Richard that call in and provide so much information. It's incredible, but yet sickening to have to understand how crooked things are. Anyway,
I've got a
document here from California Secretary of State Shirley Weber, Ph.D., how stylish is that, right? PhD.
Yeah.
And it indicates who is eligible to vote if you have a criminal history in California. It turns out that anybody can vote as long as they're not currently in a state prison, a federal prison, or a local detention facility. So any felons out there, you can go ahead and vote, which I think is good. I'm a veteran, I'm a family man, former law enforcement, I'm also now a convicted felon. Because just because you're a convicted felon doesn't mean that you're a degenerate or not a patriot. So, anyway, if you're a convicted felon, please go ahead and vote smart.
Hey, thanks for the call, Troy.
Yeah,
we appreciate that.
All right.
Very good.
So, actually, to Troy's point on that, I've actually been in that boat for a long time, to where a lot of these things, like, for instance, gun rights and your right to defend yourself,
right.
I don't think you should lose those things. And
I think it depends.
Well, here's why I say no. Because I hear that answer, but once I spell it all out, I think you'll agree with me. Because the thinking on it and the logic behind it, you say it depends because, all right, was it a violent offense? Were they a danger to the public? And the problem is, in my mind, is if it's a situation to where a person is a danger to the public, they shouldn't be on the streets. Period. So you shouldn't be letting these guys out who are these cronies, but if this person is reformed enough to get out, they've paid their service to their area, and they should get all of their rights back. And if you're uncomfortable with that person being free, maybe they should still be in jail.
Well, that's what I was going to say. But right now, that they're turning people out that shouldn't be out, that are out on the
streets. They're also convicting people of things that they shouldn't
be convicted of. The system's all screwed up.
The whole thing is screwed up. That's the problem. You know,
that's
I mean,
the problem.
So, okay.
But
so.
We have another caller.
Do we?
We do. We've got Siskiyou Steve. Good morning, Siskiyou Steve. Go. You're on. Steve. Hello. You there?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Steve. Hurry up.
Yeah. I'm just curious. I know here in Siskiyou County, the two leading industries is what I wanted to have to say. Said I was the caller, not about Lake City or whatever that is.
That's the Lake
City. The two leading industries in Siskiyou County is marijuana and welfare. And I'm thinking it's the same in Shasta County and many other counties in California.
I would disagree.
I
would say the number one is government. I think that's welfare.
That's welfare.
Well, no.
What he's doing is he's equating welfare with government service in a lot of ways.
Well, in some ways, I think he's probably right. But it's not necessarily
exactly,
a handout.
That's the thing we have to bring forward is that the leading industry is welfare. These whorehouses that the government people work in, they're slaves to the corrupt government.
I believe that it colors. I definitely believe that their votes are colored. If you're working for the government and you have self interest,
you're
and you're worried, well, you're worried about your pensions and keeping a job. And you know they have a culture in a lot of these places that is very anti constitutional republic. But I also know a lot of people that are in there that are exactly the opposite of that is too, and realize what's going on. So it is maybe
that's
bringing
true.
It into the light is a good idea. You know, yeah. Sunshine seems to disinfect a lot
simple
of stuff.
Way of it, I think it's a simple question for simple-minded people to look at and say, might be a point there. You know, I'm just trying to make it simple for these simple-minded people out there because we can't get across. Anyway,
well, we appreciate that. And to the comment about the whorehouses, remember Wayne Allen Ridge said that the government had those brothels over there in Nevada, and they went bankrupt. They couldn't even run them right.
I have a clip I want to play that feathers right into this right now. And so let's play this trailer. This is from Candace Owens.
You guys are great.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
This is from Candace Owens, and this is from the official trailer for the – or they're going to be – watch. You know, the official movie is The Greatest Lie Ever Told. And, boy, I'll tell you what, we're jockeying for the greatest lies ever told. I'm not sure where we didn't talk. My favorite would be the Federal Reserve is working for us. But, this is talking about Black Lives Matter, and these are part of the moronic, crappy people that are in there. And, we'll get to Stone here, and this is a 1.5 minute clip, and then we'll go to Stones. So here we go. Let's play this real quick.
So Black Lives Matter released their 990 IRS filing. They collected $80 million.
Where is that money?
It's all here. Everything looks worse than it was.
Where have you seen that money impacted throughout the city? So my producer just sent me a link. It is just shocking to me. Because of how much money was raised to think that where he lives, the bills weren't being covered. Super frustrating, but that's a dead end, so. And here's where it gets really interesting. Ready for some BLM pride? Another $200K went to escorts, BDSM workers, strippers, peep show workers, phone sex operators, and webcam performers. And then at that moment, it became personal. And I thought, not only am I going to say the truth, I am going to scream the truth louder than you can scream the lies.
Yeah, I think that's, I love what she just said. We're going to scream the truth louder than they scream the lies. And that's kind of what's happening here. And are you surprised that Black Lives Matter, another
got
corrupt
rich?
Organization, was out spending their money on frickin' hoes and, video cams and strippers and
they got rich and bought
houses. Oh, this is all for the good of the people.
They really cared about them.
This is a complete microcosm of what you're dealing in politics with the Democratic Party. Oh, yeah, we're here for you. We're going to make your lives better. Donate to us. Elect us. Keep us in power. The gas prices will go down. You know, the economy's great. Oh, by the way, we're not in a recession, and everything's going good out there. You know, the businesses are booming, and we're creating jobs, and yeah. In the meantime,
kind of like that, you'll own nothing and like it, you know.
In the meantime, you know, he's walking around sniffing little kids, and he can't put two words together in a sentence. So
I am not surprised. And there was an article that came out, and this is from TimCast on the October 20th. Evidence implicating Hunter Biden in 459 crimes was just sent to every member of Congress. Every single member of the U.S. Congress, both House and Senate, has just received a report chronicling a total of 459 documented violations of state and federal law.
But they
what
just
do you
had
think
a,
is going to happen?
But they just had a trial where the guys showed that they tried to purchase dirt on Trump for $1 million and couldn't find none. But Trump's the bad guy here. Let's go to our caller.
And what about the tax returns on Hunter Biden? Anyway, good morning, Stone.
Hey,
what do you got?
Hey there. Since we've had a couple calls about felons and voting, so I got a couple updates on some voting laws. Yeah, you probably have a guess as to which way those go. So in Senate Bill 504, chapter this year, allows felon voters, when released from prison, the registrar of voters will send them a letter saying, hey, you can vote now, and it creates a presumption when the policies and procedures under that new law, when those policies and procedures are not followed correctly and a felon accidentally gets registered to vote, it actually gives immunity to the county and the state officials for making errors in that process. It literally gives them immunity if they accidentally give felons who are not eligible to vote the ability to vote.
See, typically, Rich, there's always a clause that says that they can be held personally liable if there's negligence involved in what they did, and so that they don't have the protection of their office. But are you saying that they're bypassing that as well?
Oh, it's right in the Senate Bill 504. They literally are given immunity if they accidentally register felons to vote who should not be registered to vote. It's literally in the law. It gives them immunity. That's the word that's in the law. Yeah, wow. Nothing to see here. Move along. One other quick, a couple other quick ones, voting related, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Oh, yeah. No, there's been so many laws passed recently that are just horrible. Let's see. Assembly Bill 2608 also... chapter this year, the registrar is required to keep records on voter applications, right? They're required to keep the actual paperwork for the voter application. Well, guess what? Assembly Bill 2608, starting in 2024, the registrar is going to be able to not be required to retain the vote-by-mail applications. See, I wonder why they're going to not have those available for public records releases. Gee, I wonder. What do you think?
Well, you know, while we're on the subject, I want to read this article. This is from the Gateway Pundit, and it's titled Breaking: Experts Uncover Evidence That Voting Machines in Wisconsin Were Connected to NGO During the 2020 Election. And there's credible evidence. We've seen a lot of this credible evidence, but, you know, this is Janelle Branch, Jen. Of voting machines connected to non-governmental organization. This is dated October 21st, 2022 in Madison, Wisconsin. State Representative Janelle Brandt, I guess is how it's pronounced, has received credible information from a Wisconsin-based watchdog group indicating the tabulators in Wisconsin were not only connected to the Internet, but the machines were connected to an unofficial IP address belonging to WiseNet, which is a non-governmental organization. And so they've got proof that this is over. And, you know, the fact that everybody, oh, it's the most secure election in the history of the world is complete BS. I mean, we've seen more evidence than anything of voter fraud, of ballot stuffing, of machine fraud. It's insane.
Well, not only to that point, I'm sorry, but you know that they have tracked the software to China. Headlines right here. Bay Area County defends use of election software. It's from China.
Two more quick ones, and I'll get out of here. So Assembly Bill 1591.
It's all Russian disinformation, Rich.
I know. Well, that's why I cite the codes, right? Assembly Bill 1591 gives registrar voters latitude to delete or destroy paper copies of the voter roster. Okay, that's the piece of paper in the election precinct physically, that you go in and check your name, you know, that you have or have not voted. So, yeah, it may be destroyed, right? So now the registrar is going to have the latitude to destroy, again, another paper document, and there's a theme here.
Right.
So here's my last one. Here's my last one. Assembly Bill 3-7, chaptered in 2021. So, overseas and military, voters, can, have the ability to do what's called a vote by certified cast by mail system. Long story short, that's where people not physically in California can literally print a ballot at home. Yes, you heard me correct. They can print a ballot at home, and then they have to fax it in or certify mail it back into the registrar's office. Hey, Assembly Bill 3-7, guess what? Allows all voters to now use the certified remote cast by mail system. Yes. So literally every voter can now print a ballot at home, as if there's not already enough blank ballots floating around, right? So now every ballot, every voter can now do this. So again, more ballots floating out there. So here's the theme. The state is slowly but surely allowing the registrars to destroy and paper records for elections, okay? So eventually there will be no paper anything for us to records act in order to compare to the electronic databases in order to look for fraud. So eventually when everything is all digital and electronic records for voting, what do you think, folks? You think those voter electronic records are going to be, I don't know, manipulated?
Well, that's why we've got a big push across the board for everything to be digital, because it's easily controlled by who's ever, you know, got the control box, whether it's digital currency, whether it's the digital voting, you know.
It depends on what you mean by that digital. If you do like a blockchain, then that's a little bit different than making it centralized.
Yeah, but that's the whole point of it, is that they're centralizing everything into digital.
Well, California is never going to go secure digital blockchain anything. They're just going to get rid. And so the last thing is going to be the paper ballots, right?
Yep.
At some point, the state is going to try to get rid of the paper ballots. And by the way, I know I'm taking up your time, but a records act that we just got back from Kathy Allen, we being the people looking into the June fraud, I think I sent this to you guys. We asked for access to the paper ballots for the June primary for the purposes of scanning. Kathy Allen has rejected our access to those ballots, citing privacy. Remember, they're secret ballots. You can't connect the ballot with the voter.
Right.
She's citing privacy and all this other bull crap so that we don't get access to them. And the state law actually protects her from releasing the ballots to us, so we're likely going to go to legal action.
Does she even really have them?
Well, by federal law, she's required to hold them for 22 months. So.
Does anybody follow the law anymore?
Well, yeah. I mean, with her, I'm just asking if maybe that's some of the problems. She doesn't actually have them.
I think it says somewhere in the law that we're supposed to have free, fair elections.
The truth.
Well, our elections processes in California, they used to be 98% in the toilet. Now they're 99% in the toilet. And we've just about lost our elections process here in California. But unless you have a question, I'm going to get out of here.
All right.
All right,
we're going to move on.
I asked the question, what's going to happen with our next election? How's that going to be run?
I have an important announcement. The Social Security Administration has implemented self-attestation of sex marker in Social Security number records. So now that you can go onto the Social Security Administration's website and you can preview your app, your information, and you can mark yourself as a woman or a man.
Nice. That's great.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's the only choices I have?
Well, I don't know. There's a bunch more, isn't there?
Yeah. I mean, wait.
So there's only two.
Where's XYZ?
Hey, what's wrong with that?
There's only two. That's what I'm saying. What happened?
Those rats.
So I've got one here that kind of makes me question the integrity of this upcoming election. So this was from Breitbart of October 22nd, so yesterday. Joe Biden welcomes foreign population at southern border greater than 15 states. We have simply never seen these numbers before in our history, and the Biden open border policies are the reason. The record-breaking level of illegal immigration indicates that for the fiscal year of 2022, Biden's DHS welcomed foreign populations to the U.S. that exceeds the resident populations of Wyoming, Vermont, Alaska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Delaware, Montana, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Hawaii, West Virginia, Idaho, Nebraska, and New Mexico.
Well, here's
no crazy. It's over 2 million people.
Yeah, but here's the thing. That sounds good, but in most of those states, they're not going to be able to register and vote because even it's going to have to be cheating in order for them to get those guys involved. So what I'm saying is, people, the hope we have in this election is everybody's got to get out and vote. They have to be overwhelmed, because if the voters go out and 195% vote these guys out of office, that's a hard election to fix. And that's on both sides of the aisle. So that's the hope we have, is to everybody get out and vote these rat scum bastards out of office. So I guess
I agree with you on that, especially locally, and be more involved in the process and watching and questioning and keeping track of it. Definitely. All of the above. And with that, we've got Dolores on the line. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning.
What you got? We're almost at the top of the hour.
Okay, I just want to give you guys an update in the city of Chesterland. Besides, I'm sure you guys heard what's going on with the ballots and everything. But
yes.
I want to let you know that I've been walking door-to-door leaving flyers, and I've been hearing from a lot of residents here in the city of Chesterland that they have not got their ballots or their ballot guy, you know, the guidebook, you know, to see who's running. They have not received it. So I recommend them to go in to talk to Kathy, but also to file complaints, because we can't just go and talk to her and say, hey, give me a new ballot. I didn't receive it. It's time for them to start making complaints. So, and this is a person who actually kind of relatives work for the law enforcement. So I doubt they're lying. So I just want to give you guys an update on that.
We appreciate that. That's a good thing in a way, because then those people should go in on the November 8th and vote in person.
Not have to surrender
a ballot or get a new one. They can just go vote in person in Shasta Lake City or at the registrar's office.
Right. So I just want to let you guys know. So this is ridiculous what's been going on. But anyways, I just hope that, you know, everybody does something more than just complain. We need to take action. We need to file a suit, whatever. I know I will, because what Kathy did is not a mistake, and she actually jeopardized for getting elected, because now it's only two vacancies, supposedly, and the third one, she's going to go to a special election. But I doubt it. I think they'll just come up with, well, it's going to be too much money, so let's just go ahead and appoint somebody. So.
Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate that. I don't think they can appoint. By law, they can't appoint. They have to hold the election. And I guess we're at the top of the hour.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in, Dolores. And stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds.
The government can.
Who can tax the sunrise?
Who can tax the trees?
Let you run a business and collect up all the fees. The government. And who can give a bailout?
Tell us to behave.
And make the founding fathers roll over in the grave. The government.
Delicious.
Oh, who can be a failure?
spreading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Another warm welcome for former President Trump, this time in Robstown, Texas, last night.
Wow, that's so beautiful. You know, when this whole big group stood up, I said, oh, we have protesters. And you know what? They are protesting. They're protesting what's taking place in our country, and it's so bad and so wrong. It is a protest.
The former president talked about the House Select Committee on January 6th issuing a subpoena for him to testify. He also blasted President Biden's failed policies on inflation, the economy, and the southern border. Speaking of that border, U.S. Customs and Border Protection figures show that illegal border crossings hit the highest level ever recorded in this past fiscal year.
A surge in migration from Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua saw more than 227,000 migrants stopped at the border with Mexico last month. For the year that ended September 30th, migrants were stopped 2.38 million times. That's a 37% increase from the prior fiscal year.
That's correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. President Xi Jinping, China's most powerful leader in decades, got a little more powerful today. He's increased his dominance by being named to an unprecedented third term as head of the ruling Communist Party. Xi promoted allies who support his vision of tighter control of society and the economy. As the party ended a twice-a-decade Congress today, he took power in 2012 and was awarded a third five-year term as General Secretary, disregarding a party custom under which his predecessors left after 10 years max. Former British Treasury Secretary Rishi Sunak, the front-runner for the Conservative Party's race to replace Liz Truss as Prime Minister, we might find out tomorrow. More on these stories at townhall.com.
These are tough times for everyone, so dealing with your timeshare may not be your biggest concern. But when this passes, do you still want a lifetime of payments, fees, and commitments for a timeshare you were misled into buying?
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshares and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. Give my office a call today. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial now for your free information kit. 800-549-8866. That's 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
A major Nigerian energy company says it cannot deliver natural gas as promised in its contracts after deadly flooding in the country.
That's raising concerns about whether Africa's largest economy can meet increased local and international demands during an energy crisis provoked by Russia's war in Ukraine. Nigeria LNG Limited declared a force majeure, meaning it's unable to fulfill its contractual obligations to supply gas used worldwide for heating and electricity, after flooding led to a significant disruption of gas supply. The disaster also threatens Nigeria's oil production, and the losses could endanger government revenue as the country faces economic woes. Jeremy House reporting.
Iran's Atomic Energy Agency says that hackers acting on behalf of an unidentified foreign country broke into a subsidiary's network today and had free access to its email system. News and analysis at townhall.com. A major airline is eliminating first class.
The chief commercial officer for Fort Worth-based American Airlines says business class has evolved to a point there isn't much difference with first class, and it's showing in a decline in bookings. Basu Raja says they plan to install new flagship suites, offering business class passengers a little more workspace, sleep space, and security beginning in 2024, and to increase what they call their premium seats by 45% by the end of 2025. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, October the 23rd, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including soccer great Pele. 82 years old is he. Movie director Sam Raimi turns 63 today. CNN medical reporter Dr. Sanjay Gupta has 53 candles on his birthday cake. Actress Amelia Clark is 36. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Shasta Regional Medical Center presents Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum, now through January 29th. This highly interactive museum exhibition explores the science of the human body, great for all ages. Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The views expressed.
In the city last year, said I gotta get the hell out of here. Goodbye crime, so long skyscrapers. Best part is I got some Republican neighbors. Well, my doorbell rang about 11:05. Lifted truck parked out in the drive. Big old boy holding my newspaper. Was the first time I met Republican neighbors. They brought us cold bush beer soon as we moved in. Ain't nobody ever heard of CNN. There's fireworks and parties every 4th of July. The girls wear dresses and the men wear boots. Our kids all know which bathroom to use. Every house got a big old flag and a couple of acres. Damn, I love my Republican neighbors. Yeah.
We're back, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Yeah, you want to get rid of Woody out of the chat room? He's a disruptive moron. Okay, so let's see. I wanted to reiterate the rally at the river today at Sunday, October 23rd, 3 to 6 p.m. I think that's being hosted by Arthur Gorman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at 860 Sundial Bridge Drive, Redding, California, and you're invited.
It's from 3 to 6 p.m.?
Yep.
Down there.
Yep. All right. So here we've got, here's another clip I want to play. And this is Maria Bartiromo.
Oh, yeah. She does a good job here.
And this is a little rundown on our current God, you can't even say president because
I don't know what you call him.
I think the commander in thief.
No, maybe not that.
Maybe the incompetent Nero. I don't know.
Creepy Joe.
Creepy Joe.
I like Creepy Joe. Yeah.
I've seen another clip
of him.
We
could just call him what his son calls him.
Pedo Joe or Pedo Pete.
Pedo Pete.
That's the guy in the chat room. They like to sniff little kids. I don't know what the deal is. Weird. Okay, so here we go. Here's Maria Bartiromo on Fox and Friends, and this kind of is a rundown on, gee, what kind of a guy have we got in the White House, and what a stellar job he's doing. Here we go. It's loading. Hold on. Give me a second. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. I guess I should have queued it up a little better. Here we go.
He can spin all he wants. It's not working. American people aren't buying.
That's right, Todd. Good morning to you, team. We see this over and over again. And the crazy and outrageous thing about it is the fact that he actually thinks he's fooling anybody and that we must be stupid. I mean, just last week, as he's downing his ice cream cone, someone asked him about the economy. He says the economy is strong as hell. No, it isn't. We're in a contraction. We've been in a contraction for the first half of the year. And some high-level executives are saying that we are about to see things get much worse in 2023. He said that the Republicans are the ones that want to endanger democracy, and yet it's him and the Democrats who want to sack the Supreme Court, who want to mess with the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, coming up with a misinformation governing board, when in fact all of the misinformation is coming directly from the Oval Office. The FBI telling Facebook to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story right before the election. We know now that it was the FBI who told Facebook to do that. And yet he's telling us that it's misinformation. And that's just one thing that the FBI did, as this president politicizes every agency under the sun. The FBI, of course, led the investigation into Russia-Trump collusion when they know that there was absolutely no evidence to support such a thing, and they drove it further to surveil Trump executives, officials, throughout the presidency. Then he comes and he tells us that he wants to hire 166,000 total IRS agents. That's an additional 86 27,000 IRS agents. That would put us at 166,000 IRS agents to audit all of us when his son, Hunter Biden, is right now facing charges of not paying his taxes for all of the money that he took in all of his accounts from officials. And let me just say that that's going to be 166,000 IRS agents versus 15,000 to 20,000 border agents. Get your head around that. He says the border is secure. No, it's not. A record 2.3 million people crossed into this country illegally. Almost a million others got away, and they're somewhere in this country with bad intentions, likely. And, of course, thousands and thousands of pounds of drugs, illicit narcotics like fentanyl, that are poisoning American citizens. Has he ever brought this up to Xi Jinping? He's spoken to Xi Jinping 6 times already. We don't have any evidence that he's actually pushed him on the origins of COVID-19, which has killed millions. We're talking about all of these lies and more this morning. And we're going to get into what the Republicans are going to do about it with Ron Johnson. He will be the chairman of the subcommittee on investigations if he wins his race in Wisconsin. We want to know what he's going to do about the FBI and how political it has become. We're also talking about that chilling story that you brought us earlier in the show about Xi Jinping taking out his predecessor for the world to see. It is now Xi Jinping's world. What are we doing? Well, we canceled the China Initiative in February of 2022. Why? So that we no longer can investigate all of the intellectual property theft that has cost our country, our companies in this country, hundreds of billions of dollars. We're also talking with Carrie Lake. And what is interesting that's going on right now, it looks like we are going to see a red wave. But there's drama within the Republican Party. It feels like it's Mitch McConnell versus Donald Trump. McConnell is always funding the establishment. Even if you're a Republican, you may not get money. Look at Blake Masters. We're talking to Carrie Lake, who's winning in Arizona, as well as Tudor Dixon, who's taking on Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. It's all coming up. We have breaking news in about 15 minutes on Sunday Morning Futures, guys.
So what I want to take away from that, too, besides all the stuff, anybody who's on Joe Biden's team is a freaking anti-American, anti-freedom, anti-constitutionalist, anti-republic, you know, pro-communist, pro-dictatorship, pro-overreaching government, you know, pro-no freedom. I mean, those are the guys, it's pretty cut and dried, it's pretty clear. But you know what I want to take away from that is Mitch McConnell. We all know that the leadership of the Republican Party, the rhinos, need to go. Okay? We need to sweep the House, we need to sweep the Senate of all of the, Democrats, and then we need to go back through and start, getting rid of these rhinos that are in place. Remember McConnell going against Trump? Remember Kevin McCarthy going against Trump? These guys are turncoats. They're traitors. They're power brokers. You know, they are not on the side of the American people. They're on the side of power. But the first thing we need to do is sweep the House of Democrats. And then we need to come back through and clean House with disinfectant on the Republican side of this thing. It's us off the charts, and it really ticks me off. You know, Mitch McConnell is an absolute dinosaur that needs to be put out into pasture and maybe other things.
We all live in a communist regime.
Communist regime, yeah, I know. That's the truth. So it's both sides of the aisle, but you got to start someplace. We know who the Democrats are. You know, the fact that the Republicans have been up there helping the Democrats in a lot of cases is part of the problem as well.
We've really got to turn around and get away from this idea of Republican or Democrat.
I agree.
More often than not.
Do you believe in the Constitution? Do you believe in freedom? Do you believe in individual rights? Do you believe in property rights? Do you believe that the government shouldn't control every aspect of your life? Do you believe that you can govern yourself best? And the government that governs best governs least. Or do you believe that, you know, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance? Do you believe that the innate nature of government is to grab more power, and it over time always becomes self-serving and evil?
The one question I believe we need to ask our elected officials, any of them, you can determine the nature and the spirit of what they want to do with one question. And that one question is, what is the purpose of government?
Right.
If they say anything other than just protecting your constitutional rights?
Protecting your rights, absolutely. Protecting you. You know, it's like the federal government is supposed to protect us from foreign invasions and things like that. They're not supposed to be in our lives, you know, skinning us out of our money and funding foreign wars at the whim of some president without, you know, any declared war of Congress. I mean, this is utterly unconscionable what they're doing, and then spending they're looking for another $40 billion to go to Ukraine. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, we can't even protect our own borders. In the meantime, you know, we're going under financially. In the meantime, we're so far in debt that it's it's just unbelievable. And in the meantime, also what's happening is the bond markets are blowing up worldwide. The bond market is blowing up worldwide, which is going to just completely implode the world economy. And we got the freaking sock puppet up there in the White House telling us everything's fine. Could I have some more chocolate ice cream?
And why are we surprised when they sit there and tell us that you will own nothing and you will like it by 2030 when the bond market is going to destroy everything, when the gas prices are going to reach $10-$15 a gallon, when your food prices are so much that you can't even afford to feed your family, let alone put gas in your vehicle? You will own nothing and you will like it unless you stand up now and do something about it.
So let's play another clip. I got another clip here from Carrie Lake. That kind of goes to what we've been talking about a little bit here. Are we ready to go?
Looks like we do have a call from Peter, too.
Okay, let's go to Peter and then we'll go to the clip.
Okay.
Peter, you're on the air. What do you got? Pete, you there? Hello? We're going to move on. All right, Peter, we're going to go to the clip instead because you're not there. I'm not sure what happened. All right, here's another Carrie Lake thing, and it kind of reinforces what we just talked about.
Katie Hobbs, your opponent refuses to debate you. Why do you think that is? She's also apparently threatening to sue Cochise County if the supervisors vote to hand count the midterm election ballots. What's wrong with the hand count?
Exactly. What is she afraid of? Is she afraid it won't match with the electronic voting machine? I mean, I've called her incompetent because she is. She's only showed up for work 19 days in the last 6 months. We are already a week or so into early voting, and we've already had a bunch of mistakes, including 6,000 of the wrong ballots sent out to voters. We had problems in the primary race as well. She is incompetent in her role as Secretary of State, and people are concerned about how this election is being run right now. I think she should have recused herself, to be honest. To have her in control of this election while she's running for governor is absolutely is shocking and appalling. And the voters are actually on to what she's pushing. She's voted when she was in the Senate against everything that would have secured our border, including a border wall, a virtual border wall. She's voting against parents having the right to choose what school their kids go to. And she's opposed to funding the student rather than the system. This is a person who her entire life as a bureaucrat and a politician has voted against the people of Arizona, and that's why we're winning. That's why she can't even draw a crowd of 10 or 15 people in these days leading up to this election.
Carrie, Arizona took the step to put big shipping containers to cover up the holes in the border wall in Arizona, but now officials in Washington, D.C., the Biden administration, want those shipping containers removed because it is covering up the holes in the walls. Tell me about this. I find this stunning.
You know, it's just another example, Maria, where we're seeing that our federal government is siding with the cartels. They're siding with the traffickers. It's shocking. I support Governor Ducey in trying to fill these holes any way possible. I mean, obviously, I want to finish President Trump's wall, and we plan to do that when I'm governor. But in the short term, let's get something, a barrier of some sort, to cover these gaps where people are pouring in and where the drugs are pouring in. I'm glad the governor is fighting back. I continue to maintain that we will fight back every single day against Joe Biden and any Democrat lawfare attack on the people of Arizona as we try to secure our border.
Well, we're also seeing these spikes in crime, Carrie. I mean, murder, attacks, burglary, all up across the country as a result of cashless bail. What's happening in Arizona? And what about the gotaways? Do they find Arizona as their first stop once they enter through Texas?
Oh, crime is way up. Murder is higher. The murder rates in Tucson, Arizona, are the highest they've ever been. The streets in some areas look like a zombie apocalypse with the homeless crisis that's being fueled by the fentanyl pouring across. We had to issue Narcan to an infant, two infants in the last month. In the Phoenix area. This is how bad the crisis is here in Phoenix. And it's all being fueled by a wide open border with people pouring across who we don't know who they are. A million gotaways have come through, a vast majority of them coming through the Tucson sector, which is a large swath of our border. And we've talked about this before, Maria. The gotaways are the ones who don't want to be processed. They're not looking for asylum. They're looking to sneak in because they have serious criminal records. And these are the people that Joe Biden is allowing in this country right now by doing nothing on the border except handing it over to the cartels. This is why the states have to take back their power, show that they are sovereign, and protect their people and take back control on the border. I plan to do it. I'm hoping Texas will join in and other like-minded states. I know Governor Youngkin said he will help out. Governor Kristi Noem will help out. And Governor DeSantis. It's going to take strong governors to save this country.
Carrie, are you getting the support that you would expect from the Republican Party? I know that early in the season, Mitch McConnell said that it's 50-50 that the Republicans take the Senate. And he said it's partly because of bad candidates. You've been campaigning a lot with Blake Masters, who is running for Senate in Arizona. What are your thoughts on the support from the Republican Party to your campaign and the Senate contenders?
You know, I've been getting support, and we're going to actually transform and make the Republican Party better when we get in, because we're going to have the people with us. So I think Mitch McConnell needs to wake up and realize that the Republican Party is about we the people. It's not about political elites like Mitch in D.C. He's got to start representing the people. And we're going to actually strengthen this party, Maria. We have an amazing movement here in Arizona, and it's the people of Arizona stepping forward, realizing that they have to take their government back. And I think Mitch should actually embrace this. I am receiving some support from the RNC, the Arizona GOP, and the Republican Governors Association has stepped in to help out, running some ads that are helping me. And so I appreciate any help that I get. But the real support I'm getting is from the people.
Yeah, and I spoke with Kevin McCarthy yesterday. He said he's looking forward to working with you on border issues as well. Carrie Lake, it's great to see you. We will be watching, and thanks very much for being here this morning.
I think there's a lot of good takeaways from that and what she's saying, giving it back to the people, getting the states
right
to step up, you know, recognizing that McConnell's a real problem up there. But they're going to be forced to do the will of the people is what it's going to come down to. That's why it's we the people, because if enough people stand up, they're not going to have any choice, regardless of the vote and the cheating and all of that they're trying to do to retain their power. And that's what they have. All they have is their lies, their cheating, their disinformation. And that's starting to dissipate because people are waking up to the fact that, hey, do you go to CNN for your news?
And not only that, yeah, I think they're starting to go back local. We talk about it a lot, and you're starting to see it more and more across the states and stuff, that people realize that they do have the power, but they got to start in their own backyard in order to start changing all this, because you see a lot more parents getting involved and people in general getting involved locally in their communities.
And I'll tell you, the biggest thing we need to do is get rid of the Federal Reserve and go back to sound money. That will solve 95% of the problem. Nobody's talking about it, but who is running the show right now? It's the money changers.
Yeah.
It's the guys that are issuing the currency with no backing. They're driving the car into the ditch right now, and those guys have to go at some point. And we can bypass them simply by not using the currency, which is probably going to happen at some point anyway,
right,
because, well, as it gets worth less and less and less, the confidence of the people in the currency is going to say, wait a minute, I just want to get rid of this crap as quickly as I can, because it's getting worth less and less and less. And tell the government workers, the government machine, if you will, loses all of their pensions, then they will wake up. Until then,
I don't think that's too far away, because they've been leveraging.
Well, and I want to tie this in. I want to tie this into our border situation and the crisis that we have there. This is yesterday's news. U.S. military forces fully prepared to cross into Ukraine. The Army's 101st Airborne Division, which boasts the Screaming Eagles moniker, has been deployed to Europe for the first time since World War II, practicing with live tank and artillery rounds not far from the Black Sea, across from which Russia has taken territory from Ukraine, including Crimea, as a forward operating site on NATO's eastern flank. So these guys are over there in Romania right now, and they are prepared to move our U.S. troops into Ukraine at a time when we have a situation on our border that we are not willing to address. And I want to I want to encourage people to go to the Sean Ryan Show, to episode number 7 with Ed Calderon in the drug cartel narcos expert. He is a former Navy SEAL and CIA contractor, and he was over there fighting against the cartels. And the amount and level of corruption that is in the United States right now, and the legitimate businesses and their interests that are profiting off of the cartels right now, in no way, shape, or form should the cartels not be classified as a terrorist organization. The reason they are not classifying the cartels as a terrorist organization is because of the influx of migrants who would be legally able to come over here then and declare, I forget the word for it, but to be able to come here legally. And then also the money and the amount of corruption and the amount of people who are here in the United States. The stuff that he talks about that the cartels are doing to political figures, to family members, I can't say on the radio.
Well, what do they expect when you get over 2 million that's come across this year from, what is it, like 126, 127 different countries?
Well, and the other side of this, too, is the Chinese and the government over there is controlling a lot of what's taking place with the cartels. The cartels are almost completely controlled by the Chinese and by their business assets that are over there. And they're telling them what to do, and they are so embedded in the United States. They are embedded at the top levels. They are embedded at the county levels. They are embedded everywhere. And if you cross them, they will find you in America. If that doesn't scare the crap out of you, I don't know what you're thinking. They make the Taliban, from listening to this, this guy describes this as a Navy SEAL who saw both. They make the Taliban look like child's play.
I don't know where to go with that. Jeez.
I would say listen to the podcast, because it was pretty eye-opening and pretty revealing from the stuff to where he's working with people and he's watching the people that he's working with dying every day.
But, again, I think people are starting to get this information. You got states that are, you know, kicking out, you know, Big Rock or, not Big Rock.
So just
Black Rock and things like that. And they're starting to take back their states. I'm not saying it's not a problem. Don't get me wrong. But I think there's like 19 states that are starting to stand up against some of that.
Well, and the point that I'm trying to get across to people is we're over there dealing with Ukraine. We also have China that's coming through and saying that they're going to take back Tokyo and they're going to reunite with it. And that's another instance where World War III ends up coming across. But we literally have a war that is worse than Iraq or Afghanistan or any of the rest of that that's taking place at our border right now and actively in the United States. Mm-hmm. Okay. Literally, one of the things that this guy said is he's watching the people that he's working with die, be bought off, or killed. And he's watching this every day. Every week there's a new body of a person that he was working with over there. And then finally, as they start making some headway, the cartel knocks off the political leader in the area and brings back all of the corrupt officials and all of the people that were sabotaging them from within, and it kicks him out. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about organized crime that will kill you, your family, everyone else that's involved, and they're bringing over enough drugs and fentanyl to literally kill every man, woman, and child in the United States 10 times over in 1 year.
Well,
but we're worried about Ukraine.
Yeah. I think with that, I think we need to go to a break.
We should go to a break.
And then who knows what we'll talk about on the other side. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We used to go see Mickey Mouse till that sumbitch went woke. We can't afford no $100 ticket, now we're broke. You pay to park, you wait in line, and you're already pissed. Come sit down in a circle, let's indoctrinate your kids. So we don't want your movies, and we don't want your rides. We'll just save all our money, cause the old state fair is fine. Don't need woke ideology, ain't gonna take your class. If Walt Disney was alive, I know he'd probably whoop your ass. Damn, Mickey, you make me mad, mad, mad. Next generation, gonna be so sad, sad, sad. You represent the 2% and said to hell with us. Well, I just canceled next year's trip along with Disney Plus. We used to go see Mickey Mouse till that sumbitch went woke. We can't afford no $100 ticket, now we're broke. You pay to park, you wait in line, and you're already pissed. Come sit down in a circle, let's indoctrinate your kids. Tell them we don't want your movies, and we don't want...
Oh boy, you know, it's, I guess it's gotta get completely, down to the total stupid before, some people will wake up.
Clear down to Mickey Mouse.
Clear down to Mickey Mouse. Yeah. Gee, leave us alone. don't
just let us live, keep our money.
Indoctrinate our kids. You know, let us keep the benefit of our labor. I want to be free. You know, that type of thing.
Men and women.
Or I can be totally dependent on the government for everything that I get and have and turn into some kind of a sloth so that I can do the bidding of the evil masters that, you know, lurk in the high offices of government. Choices.
Tick-tock.
In the meantime, the economy's doing great.
Yeah, ask Joe Biden. That's what he says.
Yeah, I mean, Joe.
Everything's good. There's no problem. It's not his fault.
This is from PJ Media. America only has 25 days of diesel supply thanks to Joe's economic crippling policies. A diesel fuel crisis will cripple the U.S. And I think that's what they want. This is all. These guys are always talking about everybody else being traitors except them. And, you know, it's been like that from the beginning. Whatever they're doing, if they're a traitor, they call you a traitor. If they're a crook, they call you a crook. If they're lying, cheating, and stealing, you're the liar, cheater, stealer, and denier. You know, these guys are nothing but pieces of garbage that's espousing this shit and this stuff. And so that doesn't mean that the whole Democratic, there's some good people out there, you know, that and that's why they're leaving the Democratic Party in droves, because they're starting to wake up to the fact that this isn't what we signed up for. This isn't who we are. We're supposed to be the guys that help people. We're supposed to, you know, we want everybody to have a standard of living. So the premise that you're going to steal from everybody to give to go through the government to get a standard of living is kind of a fallacy. All that ends up happening is a few guys at the government getting rich. Oh, I don't know, like Black Lives Matter or Bernie Madoff. You know, he's got his how many mansions in the Hamptons and Maine and wherever. You know, all these people are getting rich. You know, Nancy Pelosi.
For now.
Well, they're all rich. They all got rich off our dimes. Rich off of insider trading. They all got rich off of being criminals, bribes, take your pick, kickbacks from foreign governments. And we're the real bad guys.
Of course.
Yeah, we're not worthy.
If you don't believe that every portion of our government and every institution at this point in time is completely corrupt, you need to seriously wake up at this point. I mean, so take, for instance, on the cartels thing. El Chapo, we had him in custody in a federal prison, and the cartels were good enough that they could come over here, dig a tunnel underneath a maximum security prison, place a motorcycle there, put a tunnel up into his prison cell so he could literally walk downstairs, get on the motorcycle, and ride all the way back to Mexico. That's the third guy in charge. That's not even the dude in charge. That's how corrupt we are as a nation and how broken our borders are.
So here's one for you. Nancy Pelosi, when I hear people talk about inflation, we just have to change the subject. It just goes away.
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, it just goes away. You make it go away and make it all good.
I don't want to talk about my husband and all the corruption and my kids attending all these foreign meetings with dignitaries, and I don't want to talk about all the millions of dollars floating into my account.
I think it's particularly funny where they took down the websites that are tracking Nancy Pelosi's trading deals because it was so popular just to follow the trades that she made because she makes so much freaking money on insider trading. But they went ahead and took that down.
Then
you also have, this is from Timcast as of 2 days ago, so the Biden administration may freeze Musk's Twitter acquisition, citing national security. Elon responded on Twitter with a laughing emoji to the news of the new federal investigation. As Twitter and billionaire Elon Musk race to close their acquisition deal by October 28th, the deadline, officials within the Biden administration are now considering freezing the deal, citing potential national security risks.
Wow. Okay, so I guess we're going to do the headlines till the end of the show.
Okay.
Virginia Democrat to introduce bill to prosecute parents who refuse to treat child as opposite sex. Mm-hmm. So if your child comes to you and says, hey, I'm not a boy anymore, I'm a girl, and you refuse to acknowledge that, she's introducing a bill so that you can be prosecuted.
Yeah, there's a guy,
isn't there a father down in Texas
just crazy. That's being prosecuted for that right now because he wouldn't go along with letting his son have an operation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and man. So they're going to prosecute him up for child abuse because they won't allow his 11-year-old or whatever to make that decision.
What's the problem?
This is the thing that we constantly see. We already saw this over in Canada, and you can already be jailed for it. But the thing about it is you are not allowed to talk about the downsides, the negatives, or the risks. If you do a search on transgender anything on Google, all you hear about is how great it is. All you see on social media is how great it was, and I transitioned, and I did that. And, oh, how great and how beautiful your life is going to be afterwards. And if you say anything negative, or if you yourself were a trans person who detransitioned and figured out that it wasn't for you and that it wasn't what it was all made out to be, you are censored and taken off the web. And you are taken, your voice is gone. It's a mute point.
Oh, yeah, because you don't want to be told the truth.
There's a book that these last few years have been reminding me of greatly and gravely. It was very, I would almost say, prophetic in its writing, and it was called Another Kingdom. And it was based upon a guy who was in the film industry, and he was a writer. It's work of fiction. And he ends up in this other world, and this other world was deeply connected to our own, and it was like a spiritual realm type thing. But what was interesting on it is in the book, in this other kingdom, there was this city, and it was this city that was ruled by this demonic entity where all of the men had killed all of the women and donned dresses, and they had taken away all of the femininity and all of the beauty and the passion of a woman and all of the ability to give birth and life and all of the rest of that in this actual area. And I keep looking back on that book as I go through and see what's happening right now in our society and see just how crazy and perverted everything has become. The fact that we're even having conversations about chopping the penises off of male boys and converting them into something that can never end up producing children, can never have a functional life again as a husband-wife couple if they so chose. We're having that conversation right now, and a lot of the world is. Why?
Well, you know, we need to probably move along here a little bit and talk about the COVID vaccine things that they are trying to make mandatory and, voted to make mandatory.
Give me two minutes real quick before we hit that, because this is one from TimCast IRL. It came out 2 days ago. 93% of high school graduates say they were taught critical race or gender theory in school. The question of whether critical race or theory, CRT, and gender theory are being taught in America's schools now has a definitive answer. 93% of U.S. students have been taught at least one tenet of CRT or gender theory, according to a new study. The Manhattan Institute commissioned a study of 18 to 20-year-old Americans, a demographic that has yet to graduate from or only recently graduated from high school, and found that nearly all students are being taught these concepts. According to a study, 62% of respondents said they were taught in class or heard it from an adult in school that America is a systemically racist country. 69% admit being taught or hearing that white people have privilege. 67% of students reported being taught or hearing that America is built on stolen land, and 57% say they were taught or heard from an adult at school that white people have unconscious biases that negatively affect non-white people. The study was commissioned to shed light on accusations largely from conservatives that educators are teaching students controversial topics, such as the idea that racial disparities in social economic outcomes are as a result of racism. How about that, folks?
Wow.
Sick.
All right. So let's move on to the COVID stuff that came out this week. We've got child abuse on a massive scale. CDC advisors recommend adding COVID vaccines to a childhood schedule of vaccines.
But that doesn't mean that it has to be mandatory.
Well, it can't really be mandatory legally, but what what they do is they make this recommendation, and of course the schools that are run by liberal people who are buying into all this crap, are going to offer that, and they could you know, basically try to put that into the into the agenda and try to get the vaccine to the kids. But we're getting more and more information out that the vaccines are very unhealthy and people are dying. How come we've got people dying all over the place? Young people, you know, athletes that are in very good shape, and all of a sudden they just check out through myocarditis or some other disease.
There's so much that's coming out.
They just drop dead. They don't even know what the disease is. They just drop dead.
Sense. There was another one just recently. A 16-year-old athlete just dropped dead, and everybody's stunned by it.
But nobody's talking about why. These weren't this.
No, because if they talk out against it, especially in California,
they don't.
Then they
either because they ended up creating a new name for it. They know, as far as they're concerned, they're just going to slap SADS on it, sudden adult death syndrome, and call it good. Because that's now a thing after 2020.
Well, let's talk about the actual data of what they were trying to do. How many shots will the kids get?
Depends on where you are.
Well, it says on the vote that they took, 18 more shots, one per year between ages 6 months and 18 years, will be added to the schedule, according to Toby Rogers, PhD. So overnight, the childhood schedule would go from 54 injections, 72 antigens because of combined shots with MMR, to 72 injections. So they're going to add that many injections to the schedule. And, you know, we've already seen vaccine injuries even without this stuff.
The regular vaccines, that the kids get, something like 72 of them by the time the age of 5, maybe even younger than that. Yeah, the side effects.
And I would subscribe to the Defender, the Children's Health Disease News and Views, and get the other side of the coin here, because they got a new movie. They got the real Anthony Fauci movie coming out, and you can subscribe to the Defender's top news of the day, and it's free. It's a 2-part feature documentary based on Robert F. Kennedy's Jr.'s runaway bestseller, which, by the way, was on the number one best-selling list for I don't know how many weeks. And did you hear about it in any of the mainstream news at all? Isn't that interesting? Nobody knows nothing.
And to go back to Dr. Fauci, you know, this started with him back with the AIDS, you know. And I believe that's part of that movie, is exactly his role in the AIDS pandemic or epidemic or whatever
it
you
goes,
want to call
it.
Yeah,
it goes,
yeah, you know, it goes back.
Well, this guy
quite a while, like 40 years worth.
This guy's the highest paid employee of the government, period.
He makes
more than the Supreme Court justice, makes more than the president, because this guy has had his fingers in these pies since the AIDS epidemic.
Yes.
And he's got all this money that he's handling, and he's getting a bunch of different money streams from this stuff, and he's getting paid basically to not treat the things properly.
He's
getting paid so that the pandemics and the epidemics, you know, go on and on and on.
Exactly.
Because
if you look back,
funding all of this stuff from the government.
If you look back with AIDS, it's the same thing as what we're going through now. It's basically play by play the same thing as COVID.
So I'll post this in the chat.
And he's getting rich. He's the one that makes it up. He's the one that has the cure or the vaccine or the medicine, and onward he goes.
But you got to follow the science. Yeah, what science?
Excuse me.
The science.
Yeah, and he's been doing this for a while.
Well, and it's like Pfizer coming out, admitting the fact that they didn't end up testing the vaccine at all.
This last week, yeah.
And then they end up going through, we had to move at the speed of science.
Well, yeah, science is whatever they tell you is science, supposedly. There's no questioning.
Here's the way I think she was doing, because she could be absolutely correct, because Fauci did say he was science. So they had to move.
You've got to believe it then. If Fauci said it, it's true.
So science is not a process of figuring out what you need to do to treat an illness. Science is now a person.
It's not the evidence.
In this case, it may be, because normally science...
may be?
Shut up.
Well, you think about it. Normally
science... Are you a doctor?
I'm not. But I can pretend to be a doctor. For the purpose of this, I can pretend
I
to be a doctor.
Well, so is Fauci. Fauci's pretending to be science.
I mean, technically.
Yeah, same thing. Technically.
Only I think it should be weird science.
So the head of Pfizer is a veterinarian. He's not quite a doctor.
Does that matter?
Well, he's still a doctor.
I'm a doctor, too.
Well, you can be anything you want in your mind,
yeah,
I guess.
That's it.
You
I'm
know,
a
if it's in your mind, and I believe
no,
it.
No. I'm a brain surgeon.
So science normally ends up taking,
that's not it. I'm a cardiologist. Yeah, that's it.
3 to 17 years to test the vaccine. But now with moving at the speed of Fauci, I mean, science, we can just do it, you know? We don't need testing to see if transmission.
I've decided I'm going to be the savior. Yeah.
It's me.
That's it. I'm the savior. I'm the scientific savior.
We didn't do testing. It was just on people.
Yeah.
All across the nation.
That's
forcibly.
That's it. That's the ticket.
And with that, we've got a caller on the line. We've got Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Great topic, as always. I was going to give you a review from Stu Peters. He was once again interviewing Karen Kingston, former Pfizer rep. It was a 12-minute video I just finished late last night. I'll send it out. Basically, it's a big, huge concerns on this whole hydrogel, smart hydrogel, they call it, on this COVID, that it's basically like a smart, once it's in your body, it can detect like small things like light, your pH levels, your temperature, and then they go into the blood clots, and they're basically calling it a biological and synthetic parasite. That's just, it's so complicated, and I'm very concerned because Dane covered this whole thing with the jellyfish glowing in the dark. They're using jellyfish DNA in pigs and sheep and rabbits, and so where I'm going with this interview was it was starting to go, why don't they just kill us? Why are they just taking their time? Why are they going through this painstaking process of spraying us, ruining the food, destroying the water?
Because we have guns.
It couldn't be on purpose.
Yeah, well, she had her answer was pretty spot on, I think, because she says it's two things. One, yes, they are trying to depopulate or exterminate, and they're also experimenting with as much as they can do for AI and transhumanism, and so they don't want to destroy every last human being. If they're going to, you know, terraform or create some other God knows what. I mean, if you look at some of these Zuckerberg...
Well,
we are the science. That's why. We are the science. We're the guinea pig. Yep.
I'm hearing that more and more, that this has been a depopulation event more than it is anything. And if that's true, as we see this go on more and more, the guys that have been getting the vaxes are going to be having more and more health problems and immune deficiency problems and more myocarditis and more cancer and all this stuff. And it just makes me sad to think. I just hope that that's not true. I really do. I hope that this is not some kind of, you know, freaking Dr. Fibes experiment out of a Twilight Zone
episode.
But you know
that Nazi stuff never went away. And her point was saying every single product that has ever been pulled out and placed upon everyone with this COVID-19, the patents, the vaccines themselves, the PCR stupid tests, the treatments, every single damn product that they're trying to say is going to help us or whatever, that she said it should all be banned, recalled, it's attempted murder, and this whole 5G and Starlink, that's not there for your convenience to have better communication, is her point. And she's saying if China or whoever, they're all doing this, they're planning stuff way up there.
I hate to get too far afield on this, but here's what I think. Here's what I think. We know that Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum, his book that he wrote, The Great Reset, his Dr. Evil guy, can never think of his name. You know, they Yuri something, Urine something.
Israel guy, yes.
Thank you. And so if you look at those guys who have been pushing this agenda, and you don't think that they're not crazy, all you got to do is go, God, I thought I saw that in a Bond movie in the early 60s. You know, the guy had a cat, and he was stroking it, and he was saying, oh, Dr. Eva, you love this, and we'll experiment on all this. We're taking over the world because it is good for everyone.
So I have a tweet from yesterday that was from Tobias Elwood, and he has now been deleted. But this is what he says. The free market experiment is over. It's been a low point in our party's great history. The reset begins. Time for centrist, stable, financially responsible government offering, credible domestic and international leadership. Honored to be the 100th
Are you kidding me?
Troy MP to support at Ready for Rishi.
Well, what they're going to do is reset the economy. That's the start of it. You know, this whole bull crap that they're pushing about, oh, we've got to raise interest rates to stem inflation, is complete tripe. As you raise interest rates, it's going to sink the economy. It's going to crash everything because we're so far into debt that as soon as you start seeing all these leveraged, everything's leveraged to the point of stupidity, that it's going to crash everything. I think they're going to crash the economy on purpose at this point and then go for the Great Reset because they just keep printing money. There's no way out of this. It's a liquidity trap. They're going to keep printing money, and we're going to see hyperinflation where it's $50 for a loaf of bread. That will sink the economy. Or you're going to keep raising interest rates, and that's going to sink the economy. And I think we are at the Great Reset, and I think if you're not preparing out there or have not been preparing, you need to, and you need to look into, you know, putting yourself in a position to where you're as self-reliant as possible, so that you're not, you know, dependent on all these government programs and the government itself to take care of you.
You know, can I say one thing before I close out? Is really quickly, this Pfizer representative, she says she's taking a lot of risk by saying this, and she's kind of exposing. If you've been tracking Dr. Robert Malone, who keeps claiming he's the inventor of this mRNA technology, he's kind of looking saintly, kind of looking somber, kind of looking. And I'm like, dude, if you did all this, you should be ranting, flipping, insanely pissed, mad, angry, and you know, on the verge of violence, dude. But you know what she's saying? He did a little cover-up. When they said last year that this FDA approval for Pfizer with Comirnaty, they immediately walked it back because if they were going to make it FDA-approved, the real, legitimate approved, they would have to disclose every single ingredient and agent, reagent, everything in the vaccines. And they didn't want to do that at all. So guess what? Have we seen Comirnaty? No. And so Dr. Malone, he's now on my radar as maybe being controlled opposition, or he's playing a role because he's been a part of this thing. He was in the Salk Institute, and then he went somewhere else. He's been a part of this stuff forever and a day, and now he's trying to look like he's going to, what, tape on a halo? I'm not so sure there, buddy. I'm just saying. If people want to watch this interview, it's Stu Peters. It's about 12 minutes long. It's called Proof COVID is a Parasite. It just came out. It's on BitChute. And it gave me a whole nother level to go look into as well. So I'm not saying, you know, I don't take everything like, oh, that's the truth. I go, wow, that's a new rabbit hole to
if you remember back when this first started, that was brought out about the parasites.
That's
and
right.
Everybody poo-pooed it. I'm not saying it's true or not, but that was in the very beginning. And that's why the ivermectin and stuff supposedly worked so well, was because it is a parasite.
And if they've got different versions going on, they have the ones with the luciferase where they're glowing.
Yeah.
I don't know, but they used to say safe and effective, and now they're saying sudden and unexpected. That's your motto for this year.
Mm-hmm.
So the vaccine wasn't created for COVID, but COVID sure as heck had to be created for their vaccine product. So there you go, folks.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call, you guys. Have a good
one. All right, thanks. All right. We appreciate it.
Lori.
So, all right, so we got 3 minutes left here, so we got to get a couple, you know, talk about the things that are going on voting. But
so here's what's interesting that came out 2 days ago. So we had Laura Logan that went on to Newsmax, and now Newsmax is cutting ties because she basically said that world leaders dine on the blood of children. And but what's interesting, in less than 2 years, Newsmax went from being the opposition to Fox that actually gives you real information to being completely controlled on a network and based upon somebody stating one thing and they didn't even get context on it. They cut ties with a person and make it a big deal. But this is what we're seeing, is there is no real media that you can go to, that you can turn to, that isn't controlled. Our local media is still controlled by one of the six big businesses, and then they're owned by it. And that's the same way it is all across the entire nation, even down to the local level.
No, but that's why we've always talked, you have to get your news and your information other places. And you can still have to do your homework, because you still have to watch where you go on the internet and stuff to get information.
Well, and my rule of thumb on these things now at this point is, if it's on Dish or if it's on DirecTV, It's controlled opposition media that's trying to get you to hate your neighbor. That's really what it comes down to.
Well, yeah, and I think there's a lot of platforms you definitely have to watch, you know.
Well, I think we're running out of steam here towards the end of the show here. At least they're running out of steam in the chat room anyway.
So Nike founder donates millions to gubernatorial candidates challenging Democrat in Oregon. Phil Knight, the richest man in the state, is the largest single donor to both Republican candidate Christine Drazin and independent Betsy Johnson. The 84-year-old billionaire is frustrated with the state legislature's recent move to the left, which has left him and other residents uneasy.
Here's a headline before we go. GOP gives dire warning to IRS caught red-handed destroying documents.
Yeah,
millions of
30,
Americans.
30 million documents, I think it was. That's a
couple weeks ago. Imagine that.
Before an election, I don't believe anything yet. But, yeah, we'll see what happens when they take over.
All right, and with that, I guess we're at the top. Or at the end, I should say.
Okay, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And you've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
And we will see you all next week.
All gun control is racist. Have a great week.
KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.